Welcome to Winning on the Inside and Out. My name is Issa Teese, and I'm here to share with you the wisdom I have gleaned in over 30 years of powerful personal difficulties, successes, private coaching, and business development. Massive success in our outer world can only occur when we shift our inner world. Now is the time for us to shift from existing to thriving. Please visit our website at www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. Hi, everyone. This is Issa Teese. Welcome to Winning on the Inside and Out. This podcast is something that I am so excited about doing, and I love sharing my time with you. We're going to go over something that I really think is incredibly important. In fact, pretty darn powerful. In fact, it's called Power Questions to Create a Winning Business. You know, I made up this title because it sounded so professional. But the truth is, this is a really, really good tool for every single area of your life. I know that some of you have been listening regularly now, and I thank you for that. It's really great. And for those of you that don't know, and this might be your first time here, you can go to www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. ourwealthbuildingsystem.com, and you can learn a little bit more about what we do and what we offer. So today, when you are listening to this, when you're done with this call, you're going to have the ability to really understand the power of asking the right questions at the right time, and it's going to change everything for you. So if you've not had a real experience with this, you're going to love this, and you may want to have a paper and pen available so you can write down some stuff, because this is a tremendous tool that's going to shift everything in regard to how you receive information and about what is best for you to do in any circumstance. It's also going to help you reprogram the way your mind thinks and responds. So how cool is that? We learn by habit. We know that. We know that what we learned that came from habit and from history is mostly negative thoughts. And we may not mean to, but we're pretty darn aware if we just allow those old ideas. Remember the term recycled ignorance that I spoke about in one of my other shows? It just rules our lives, and it will demand how we respond or react in life. Well, the actual idea here is to move from reaction to response. Reaction is when, boom, knee-jerk reaction. It's just what you do. But response is when you actually hear what is being experienced in that moment. You feel it in your body, and then you respond accordingly, not just from some reprogramming that came from wherever it is that we had it when we were a kid. Remember, we're always asking ourselves questions. And so you might be asking yourself the question, like, how come I don't remember all of this? How come I, you know, like, stutter when I'm trying to speak to people sometimes? Or how can I be such a schmuck for not doing what I said I'd do? Or, well, you know what goes on inside your head. It's inside of everybody's head to whatever degree that it is. The key is to replace those questions with things that are going to bring you results that you're really loving. There is incredible muscle and asking yourself power questions. And this is why. Our minds are busy, 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 busy. They're nonstop, and they're programmed to always be doing. And since we know this is the nature of the mind, instead of letting it go on like this rampage and think all those denigrating or low feeling, you know, little crummy feeling thoughts, well, basically, that have gone out of control, we have the option of reprogramming our mind by giving it something to do that's supportive to the life that you would really like to live. By having the experience of winning on the inside, the outer experience of life is going to make a very big difference for you. It's going to absolutely get you to where it is that you would like to be. So when you follow these tools, you're going to find that everything in the outer world is going to change, and it's going to change because you're changing the inside programs, which is where the origination of your actual life comes from. Think of the mind like a search engine on a computer. Many of you know that the internet has crawlers or robots that are always searching, searching, searching. They gather information from websites, from Facebook, from virtually everywhere. And They take this information and they file it away so engines like Google can gather this information and create something like Google Analytics. Well, these analytics give statistics that help people know what they like and what they don't like. And they gather and compile these results, and determinations are made from this information. Our minds are just like that. And here's the key. We're the ones who can determine what kind of research we send our minds on. We, you know, our minds are always on a mission. So what if we decided what kind of mission it was going on? When we do not know this, it just looks for anything to stay busy because it never rests, it never sleeps, it never goes anywhere. Have you noticed that when you dream, it's busy? Your mind is in there helping you make those dreams up. The anything to stay busy usually comes and brings back to you recycled ignorance. Now, we can take charge and actively give the mind something to search for that will really bring us awesome ways to enhance our lives. Now, we can take charge and actively give the mind something to search for that will really bring us awesome ways to enhance our relationships and our business life, actually any area of our life at all. So here's an example. Your self-talk might say, well, why can't I get this business to work the way I want it to? And your mind goes off looking for the answer to the question. Okay, the reason your business does not work so well is because you never made anything of yourself, which was shouted to you when you were like 12 years old, and now it's insidiously haunting you and fulfilling that belief. Now, all of this goes on without conscious awareness, but it is very powerful. When you become aware of the inner workings of the mind, you start to notice these little things are undermining your success. Another example might be something like, well, why is everyone doing better than me at this? Off the mind goes, looking for the answer that you've asked. It is so delighted to be so very busy giving you the information that you asked for. It searches through all the files from birth until now. Any vague matches now are going to be brought up, and they're going to reaffirm why Bill or Mary or so many others are so much more successful than you, why they have better relationships, why they have better money, why they're thinner, prettier, richer, whatever. And sure enough, it proudly returns with, well, Bill is smarter, he works harder, and he's luckier than you. Well, the underlying program, you know, might be your parents saying, look, son, you're not really quite as bright as many of the others, and you're going to have to just work harder than anyone to get anywhere in life. Most people are luckier than our family, too, so just be prepared to have to struggle. People, do you think this sounds extreme? Oh, no. This is what so many kids hear even now today. I've been a life coach and a health coach and a coach of life for many, many years. And I hear this all the time. See, the mind doesn't know that it's bringing you the information that's increasing your difficulty in your business and your success. It doesn't know that winning on the inside and out has anything to do with what it is that you just asked. It doesn't know, and it doesn't really care. You ask a question, it brings you an answer. It's just like the computer. You put it out, it brings it back. It has no feeling. So what do we do about this? How can we change these patterns? We start by asking power questions. Every day, write them down and repeat them. I actually do this every single night. Every night, I write in my journal power questions, at least 5 power questions. And it's something that I invite you to do as well. It really does change everything. So here's some examples. How can it get any better than this? What will it take for me to enroll a new person into my business this week? Perhaps you're in network marketing. What is going to take for me to enroll a new rep this week? What will it take for me to be more persistent than I have ever been? Where are the people that are looking for me so that I can expand my business? Where's that life mate that I have been looking for ever? How did I get so lucky that I have such a great company, team, and mentor supporting me? How is it that I have the most amazing family and the most amazing partner? See, when you start asking questions like that, more positive kind of response will come your way, and that will exemplify the greatness that is already occurring in your life. Can you see what a difference this kind of questioning can make in the search engine of your mind? Can you see that if you program yourself with what you choose rather than what is hidden in the recesses of your mind, that your life will absolutely change? Can you see that when you follow what it is that I'm suggesting, that everything in your inner world is going to change, which is going to change your outer world? So this week, every night or each morning, write 5 power questions that, when answered, are going to bring you great joy and great success. Put that inner mind to work in a way that is going to give you what it is that you really want to experience. So you might, let's give it something to do that has to do with, say, how much money you want to make. So you might ask yourself, what would it take for me to create $10,000 a month income? Or whatever number you would like. Repeat these questions often, and people don't have any exceptions to the response coming in any particular way or in any particular time frame. Stay innocent and don't try to figure out the answers. Don't try to insert answers for yourself. That mind will love doing that too. Just be rhetorical and let the answers come through the positive search engine of the mind. It will search in until it gives you the answers. That's its job. These shows that I do are about taking charge of you. They're about taking charge of your life. This is just another tool to put you in the seat of taking charge of your life, reinventing yourself, creating the new you, and winning on the inside and out. If you use these tools, these codes of success that I call them, and you take this information, you're going to find that everything in your life is going to change, especially if you follow through with them. You know, each person that you meet in life is going to bring you a pearl of wisdom. Are you listening? Are you aware enough to get what it is that they're sharing? Do you realize how much you give to other people? Do you realize that as you're changing and you're becoming more of the person that you love to look at in the mirror every morning, that you're helping other people do that too? We're all connected. And when you do what it is that you do that helps you experience the winning, the feeling of success, and the great sense of interconnection on the inside, then the outer world is going to reflect that quite profoundly. So you could ask yourself, wow, how did I get so lucky? How did I get to be such a powerful creator? When you are willing to use these kinds of questions as the reason that you are speaking to yourself, and you give your search engine of your mind this kind of homework to do on a continuous basis, you're going to find that everything changes. And when you do that, you're going to find that you smile more. You're going to love getting up in the morning. You're going to love being around people. So remember, the dreams that you create are going to become the reality that you live. And I want to invite you to go to our website, www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com, and there you'll find more information that'll help you become even more successful. Dream bigger than you ever have before, and until next time, feel a hug. I'm loving watching the new you emerge from us all.